have a view of your own. Let's talk to Diane, who's in Northwood. Hello, Diane.
Hello.
Yes, Diane, go ahead.
Right. My father lived in Australia, in Melbourne, and it is law there that they can in their own lives if they want to with medical help. And I was obviously asked to give my permission to do this.
Yes, it's not the law anymore in Australia, is it? Sorry, Dan, I just wanted to, just to pick you up. Sorry to be so pedantic, but it was the law. Let me just check with Jenny here from the Euthanasia Society. It was the law once.
The law in
sorry,
the,
it was very briefly the law, yes.
In the Northern
Territories.
Yeah. Sorry, Diane, that was very rude of me to interrupt you in the
middle.
No, that's
all right. And unfortunately, that was at the time.
Yeah.
And my father didn't have a terminal illness. He had an illness that made him feel that he wanted to die, a very he had something wrong with his head. You know, he wasn't mentally ill, but it was something that made him want to die.
Yeah.
And he asked our permission. We gave the permission, and he did. They took him off his treatment, and he died that day. And to live with that now, I find absolutely horrifying. And
Diane, it's okay. You're doing fine. Don't worry.
I just feel it's very easy for people to say, yes, they can help participate, but they have to live with that consequence afterwards. And one should think very carefully about this. I do, I suppose, believe in euthanasia, but it really is not an easy decision to do. To make
Diane,
a decision to help
Diane,
somebody
Diane, thank you very much.
Life.
I know that wasn't... That wasn't too easy for you. You sound like you're in the middle of the playground as well, which probably doesn't make it any easier, I would imagine.
Yes.
Diane, thank you very much.
Okay.
Diane, thank you for the call. You know the number, 0870 909096.